you ever hear of shock or heat?
Yes. Shock. Okay. The only association I have with shock is when we grow our corn, we cut our corn tops every year.
Mm-hmm.
So we can pull the corn easier. And every once in a while, Dave would want to save the corn tops. And that's when we'd cut them and you'd hold them in your arm. And then we'd tie them together and we'd stack them out mm-hmm. in the pasture. And we call that shocks. Maybe we didn't know what we were calling. Okay.
What would any name for the smallest? Was the shock the smallest unit tied together? Or was that several of these things tied together?
It would probably be the smallest. Just
what
a bundle
you?
Of them. Just a bundle of corn tops would be a shock.
Mm-hmm. Where would horses be kept?
That's something that we never had. I can remember two horses on this place. They would just, if we had them, they would just run with the cattle.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be all. There wouldn't be any separate horse pens or anything like that around here. But Daddy doesn't like horses. He says they run the cattle. Let me see if I can get him to bed.
What would you call a place where the animals would graze?
In a pasture.
And a place where you'd plant corn?
The field.
Hmm? The field. What if it's smaller than a field? What would it be?
We have fields that are smaller than other fields, and we call them fields.
Okay. What about patch?
Yeah. There you go. See? You know more than I do. Yes, we do have a patch. That's the one where Daddy has the coastal Bermuda, but he doesn't ever farm it. It's just something you let grow. And how big is it? Probably about the size of two lots in the city. I don't know much about measuring.
An acre or so? Half an acre?
Probably about a half an acre, I guess. This is the smallest one he's got. Yeah, he does call it a patch.
What would you call a little sort of makeshift fenced-in place where you could shut the cows up for milking?
That's what we call a lot.
Or maybe out in the pasture, though. Just a place where you could shut a cow up or separate a cow and a calf.
No, that would just be some sort of a pen.
Did you ever hear of cupping or milk gap or cow pen?
No.
And a farm where they have a lot of milk cows and they sell the milk and so forth.
A dairy? A dairy?
Do you ever hear the word dairy used to refer to anything else besides that kind of a farm?
Dairy. No.
How would people keep milk and butter before they had refrigerators?
How did they keep it? Mother and them used to keep it. Didn't they always have ice? I mean, I remember John's mother used to tell me that they used to go out and they keep everything in the smokehouse. That was mm-hmm. the coolest place, just to leave it sit out there. So I guess maybe that's what they did. I don't know.
How would people keep potatoes or turnips during the winter?
We keep them up on wire.
How would you
keep
them?
We just put them out in our shed, and then we have a little platform with wire so they're not laying immediately on the ground. And the air can get to them and they keep. Some people dig those, okay, what are they now? Boy, I'm losing my mind. Dig the hole in the ground. Lord, Beth and Joe are just talking about building one. I can't even think of what it is. I hope you hit me on a bad day.
You just store them down
and
dig a hole and put them in it.
Yeah. Okay, it's not a shelter, it's a... You know what I'm talking about?
Did you ever hear of puff or
pack? No. You don't know what I'm talking about either?
I don't know what term you're... I think I know kind of what has meaning.
Okay, keep going. Maybe it'll come to you. That's just ridiculous because I've just watched them build one.
To break up the ground for planting, you break it up with a
plow.
What do you call the trench that the plow cuts?
Furrow.
And do you ever hear a special name for the horse that walks in the furrow?
No.